projects. Has everybody gotten a chance to take a look at the minutes?
Okay.
And anybody have any questions or concerns? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept them as written.
I'll make a motion.
Motion made by Legislator Archer, seconded by Peter Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we'll go to the resolutions. We've got a bunch of them tonight. I'm going to take something out of order. We had a resolution from the last meeting, Resolution 148-149. It was brought to my attention that there was a typo, a dollar amount on the bond. This is for the authorizing the reconstruction of the Pyrenees Bridge in for the County of Boston, New York, at a maximum estimate cost of $350,000, and authorizing the issuance of the $350,000 bonds of said county to be paid the cost thereof. Now, on the within the writing of the resolution, it indicated that it was $240,000, and it should be $350,000. So we just want to make sure that that's correct. We already did this at the
last month's meeting.
Oh, that's good, because
I thought we had an increase already. I was thinking, why is
that?
Oh, okay, that answers the question.
Yeah, simply a typo. And any discussion?
I have a question, because I'm confused. You know, just forgive my memory. Didn't we pass something for Pyrenees Bridge?
For the bond. To pass the bond, you did sign, everybody approved it for the
$350,000. So you just have to correct this.
Right, because the body is the wrong amount.
Okay.
But you said everybody signed off on $350,000.
Okay.
So I'll entertain a motion to correct the title. Moved by Legislator Warren. Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion about $1 opposed. Motion carried. Thank you. Let's see, the 7th?
Yep.
Okay, then we'll go back in order. Okay. Resolution number 208, amending capital project number 405, chimney altar renovation of the Kelvin Center, Dexter County Community College. This is one of the rooms, or is this a building? The Kelvin must be a building, right? The Kelvin Center.
It's a house. Yeah. What happened with what's the increase for?
This is not an increase. Mark Ryder, who is our purchasing director, called me today, and this is simply accepting the, like, you know, when you do the grant thing, it's our, what am I trying to say, it's, we're paying our share of the grant now, it's due, of this.
Yeah. This is college money.
I
get all that. I'm still curious as to why it went from about 400,000, if I remember when I was on legislative programs, to now the 500. I'm just curious as to what the increase was for.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it because it's the college project and they do their own kind of capital projects. We don't really have involvement with it, but I mean, I get explanation.
It. Yeah.
Here, I'll just tell you. Mark Ryder is familiar with it, and he told me that the initial project was for a smaller renovation, but after working with an architect, the college decided to complete the project in two phases and increase the scope of the overall project. Mm-hmm. So the first phase was the exterior, and that was completed by Paul Turner Construction at Paul, which
right.
is probably the
point I didn't remember. Right.
So that contract was for $147,500. and it was approved as a resolution number here, 377 in 2014. The second phase, which is the interior, can begin once this resolution is passed, and the low bidder was Nichols Construction, and that contract was also approved for 156 last month by resolution number 97. So it's really, from the way I read it, it's a change in the scope of work. They decided to do more, they got a price for it, and that's why they're increasing the project.
There was more to this, too, and I simply forgot the phone call conversation, but I'll call him tomorrow.
I was just curious. It was just so different from what originally was done, which was trying to do it in a thoughtful, cost-effective way, and now to have it, I mean, that's a pretty significant difference.
Well, that's an arbitrary change, too.
I mean, I get it too. They've got potentially a new president coming on board. I'm sure they want to ensure that. So I get all that, but it just was so different after much conversation about how to do it cost efficiently.
And you would think they were getting an economic discussion.
Yeah. Somebody. Yeah, Dave, Mark was going to come and something came up and he couldn't come, so he tried to explain it to me over the phone. And you apologize.
But it's true. You know, it would be more appropriate. It would be a better explanation if the college...
I'm going to ask Dave at Caucus because, you know, he should know it. It had to go through legislative programs.
Yeah.
So.
And I'll call Mark tomorrow because there's more to this I entertain a motion to move this.
I'll move it, but I do have an issue with it, so I'll move it anyway.
Is this time sensitive?
They're in the midst of a renovation.
I don't think you want to stop the project and bring it back to life again. I think if they're going to be, you know, if they're going to be efficient about it, they need to be able to just go forward while the work is in progress. But I was under the impression that they wanted that building for graduation.
That might be.
That was from the last.
And I just want to make sure that we're clear that if this happens again and I and they just arbitrarily make a change, I will not be supporting it without a full explanation from somebody in the college.
As to what's going on,
Because that's significant. That's a significant change.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you look like you want to say something.
You know what, I agree with the first part of what you, there is a big change here, and we don't have any answers. Unfortunately, I'm going to vote no on it. I mean, we've been through this before, maybe not with the college, but on other items, so I'm a no on this. You know, they'll get delayed a month if they can't, if it wasn't that important, whether they could come here and explain it to us.
I won't do that, but I want them to be aware of
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
The graduation is what, next month?
Next 2 weeks?
I don't know.
This month, actually.
I need to have it in the agenda.
Yeah. You don't know if this is for the graduation stage or something. Whether graduation is next month or...
I mean, the good news is there's no money on us, but the fact is that it is in the end. Yeah.
$6 million plus a year.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So resolution number 212. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the County CNS Companies Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is construction inspection services for the replacement of the Bailey Bridge located in one of the early east branches. We were 3.8% federal, 15% state, 5% county. Okay, moved by Legislator Warren.
I'll start it, Dean.
Second by Legislator Roberts.
Did we just get an email on?
That's on something else, though. Yeah, those are right.
Okay.
Those are in here.
Any other discussion? We have a motion made by Peter Warren, seconded by
50%.
Kevin Roberts, all in favor? All opposed? Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County W.M. Schultz Construction Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is also for the replacement of the Bailey Bridge. Was this the one, Erica?
Okay.
How much?
$483,000, I believe.
Okay. You want to explain, Erica, to the committee, or Susan, you, what the, why this is,
Okay, I sent,
I
got an explanation from Andrew Emmerich.
You don't have a copy of the explanation.
I said that was for 7, it's for 218, so I'm a little confused. I'm sorry. No, this is for And the other thing is the remoteness of this place. There's a lot of travel time. I don't know whether the contractor is intending to find housing for his guys somewhere up in the area so they don't have to, but that would be part of it too. But it is a remote area for delivering materials.
And this was the lowest bid?
This was low bid. This was low bid.
And if I may,
sure,
the engineer, I mean, they didn't see this coming, you know, as far as, because don't we get a bid from the engineer as to what they think all the cost would be,
and
to give us the overall number, correct?
That's correct, and it was. This, I think, because we talked about this, because I said how old was the number in the capital project?
Good question, yeah.
And it's within the last 8 months. So that was what the engineers anticipated, or the architects and engineers anticipated that recently. But I don't know whether the state, I haven't been there long enough to know if the state's been throwing money at infrastructure, and if they have, that's why people are so busy. So they,
they're doing, I don't know how many bridges. Right. So, I mean, that's
what they're doing a lot.
They're doing a lot, but the state is doing, and they're doing them like 6 and 7 bridges at a time in one contract. Because
right.
We're part of, in High Falls, we have
right.
that issue,
right?
Right.
Right.
So, but I guess I'm surprised. I mean, it's such a huge difference.
Everybody is surprised. We have...
Is this more than normal, or...
I'm not background to answer the question accurately, but I think it is because I see the reaction of people in the office. That, tells me that this is an unusual situation. I can do two things. I can find out what the... Because I do know that Andrew mentioned to me that there was one particular material that came in significantly higher than anticipated, so I could find out these things. But keep in mind, just keep in mind that it is 80-15-5. We're only responsible, but 5% of it is on the county. But whatever other information you want,
I was just curious, and what happens, I mean, does it happen often that, we have an engineer give us you know, an assessment or a bid, and then we have such a huge difference.
My guess would be no.
Is there a ding against the engineer for not giving us an answer?
I guess it depends. It depends, you know. I know just from the asphalt thing that the price and the salt, the price can go ridiculous. Now, 1 year it was 27% the increase in the price of salt. Mm. So if there's a particular material in here that was affected by a dramatic increase that nobody could foresee, some of these things we anticipate, some I'm sure we don't.
Mm.
So if that's part of it, you know, that might explain some of it, but
I mean, you're right, we're paying 5%, but it's still, it's just seeing.
Oh, I know. But you got to consider, too, that it is a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever get to the point, like something like this, to go out to rebid?
That's a possibility.
What would constitute to go out to rebid if this something came in this high? Wouldn't that be considered, or no?
I think that's the discretion of the director of purchasing. He can do that if he thinks all the bids came in too high. I think if they thought there was some kind of shenanigans, I think
DOT would have probably come back and said, well, there's something wrong.
Instead of saying, well, we're not surprised.
Which means they're seeing this all over the place.
Yeah, definitely. That's what the letter says.
Yeah.
What was the estimate?
2.3. What was it?
2.3 or something? I thought
it was just shy of $500,000 over.
2.5, yeah.
Okay.
It's like
$450,000.
Yeah. Because this is just a saying that they're not the $2,550,000.
Yeah, so it went up $480,000. It's a lot.
Kevin,
okay.
You have anything you
want to
say on it?
No. I bet it's
another case. Sometimes to do bridges through bid. The infrastructure in Ulster County and New York State is in rough shape.
What did they say?
We're not going to keep it up to the thing that we should be.
Yeah.
So when they make the determination that a bridge should be done this year, you know what that tells me? Probably should have been done 3 years ago or
you
5 years ago.
I'll find out because I remember them saying that one bridge was closed, but we're doing so many bridges, I get mixed up.
Well, no, there's a bridge that was done more than 13 years.
Yeah. This may be one. Oh, that's
Kronk.
It's open now, though.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I'll find out about that, and I'll see if I can get more information on the material. Just for your
information. If I recall correctly, I think there was a, you know, of the 150-odd county bridges, the average lifespan was 50, and our average age was like 44 years or something like that. It is scary. It's scary.
Would you like to move the question?
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Archer, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Approve the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, JMJC Works Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for tree work.
We'll move it for discussion.
$60,000. Agreement with the removal of ash trees located on county property as a result of invasion by the emerald ash borer.
I'm just curious, where is this located?
All over the county.
Oh, so this is not one location.
Did you get a copy of the contract? You should have gotten a copy of the contract.
Yeah, I have it. They don't.
Okay, so it's $125 a tree, regardless of how big it is. The trees were marked so that the
somebody went in and marked, so they were elegant.
Went out and saw. I was a little concerned about this guy because, you know, he's done Grand Street things and looked too good to me, but I found out subsequently that he's been bought out. He still has this company name. He's been bought out by a big company with the equipment and the manpower to do the job.
To do it.
And we have budgeted $60,000, so they get paid $125 a tree for however many trees they cut down. If they don't get them down, we don't pay. It's not $60,000.
And are they taking the wood away?
Yeah, they have to dispose. They have to have a DEC permit for disposal, and they have to dispose of it according to regulation. And they're not allowed to give it away for firewood, sell it for firewood.
That's what I was wondering.
All in the contract.
Okay. So it's going to be destroyed.
Yeah, whatever, they have to cut it into like 2x2 pieces of stuff and bring it to the landfill, or I can't remember the exact details.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work involved.
That's not bad. No. I was just curious because ash is one of the best burning.
I just had a tree trimmed in my yard. I think $500 burner.
Exactly. It's because of the bugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but you know what, my own property, I have them down, and I usually, it's the best, that's how I replenish my firewood every year.
Right. I don't know.
When they're dying, yeah.
I have a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
What are we trying to accomplish by doing this, chopping, getting rid of the trees, the 6,000 trees, I would take it, that are infected by the... We're trying to prevent the bugs from spreading to other trees?
Well, no. The trees are dead or dying, and they'll come down, and they'll either be in the road, or they'll cause some property damage, or...
Okay.
You know. And there are roads, so we would have to take care of the fell trees.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Move.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Warren. Seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 215, approving the execution of the contract amendment in the excess of $50,000 entering the County of Geostabilization International LLC, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
This is 100% of the state, $125,000.
This is an increase, right?
This is an increase in this contract. It is not an increase for the capital project because this is going to be paid for with CHIPS money that we have. So this will become part of the CHIPS program that we were... If we were adding it to the capital project, we would be amending the capital project. We're going to use state money to do this.
Uh-huh.
And this is the road that I was just telling you about, that they found the voids under the road where they had the children on the concrete. So this is another area of the same road. The original contract was broken into three sites, all on the same road, A, B, and C. Between A and D, when the frost left the road, so there's another slide, and so it doesn't make sense to not do it now because we have to do it.
And you're there.
Well, there's that. We will save $5,000 by not asking them to remobilize, but if they get done and we don't, if we can't say yes, go ahead with this, and they leave the site, we probably won't get them back this year because they're that busy. Mm-hmm. So we're concerned about that, which is why we put it in. I think they wanted to know by May 15th so they could order the material, which will be before the legislature actually meets, but at least if the committees are in agreement that, you know, it's that we should go forward, which is what we believe, especially since the money's available. We just, you know, we got our CHIPS funding. We have rollover from last year, so we can fund it without taking any more county money or bonding any more money.
And there was an error in the original contract as well? Is that what else? Did I miss?
I don't think there was a
in the original RFP? Incorrectly identified in the original agreement?
Where are we?
I'm looking at the contract. Did I miss that?
There isn't in the second to last where I...
Oh, they, yeah.
The original, not the original RFP, but the original contract referred to an RFP from Greene County, and it was actually an RFP from Delaware.
Got it. All right.
All right. That was just a corrective.
Okay.
And they gave us all the same pricing as the original contract as far as the rods and the, or the nails and
for the additional work.
Yes. That is good.
Yep.
Okay. And no additional mobilization fee, so.
All right.
Any other discussion? I'll have to take a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, here's that. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute intermunicipality agreements for funding the construction of sidewalks and shoulders along Plank Road, County Road 128 in Opinop, with the town of Warsaw and the Walmart Corporation Department of Public Works. Financial impact, $19,140.
Oh, we're getting money back.
And what's Walmart involved with this?
They posted a bond and they built a Walmart in the town of Warsaw, a $15,000 bond. I really wasn't that involved in this. John Engel and Dennis sort of planned. But I did get an explanation about it. And basically, we're going to release the bond, and Walmart is going to pay for this work. They're going to pay us some of the money, and they're going to pay the town in Warsaw for some of the money. I think we're doing paving, and the town is doing sidewalks. Or
yes.
So this payment is for doing the work.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. They want their bond money back, and everybody wants this finished because it's been languishing, I think, for a couple of years. The agreement is there, and I thought the agreement was pretty good explaining it.
350 feet long, 4 foot wide.
Because the town of Warsaw is involved, the chairman needs to sign it, which is why it's here, because of the intermunicipal nature of the money that Bobby takes.
Yeah. Okay. Any discussion? Questions? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Number 217, amending the 2015 Ulster County budget to fund, allocate additional funds for highway salt for the year 2015, Department of Public Works. Okay, so this is coming out of contingency, $275,000. So this is money that, this is like over.
Well, the price went up 27%, and the winter that we had, this additional
right.
is for what we anticipate November, December.
Right.
Then we'll have, right, because the budget is
for this year. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Right.
This budget year, we're going to need that much to get to January.
Well, we don't know.
We
hope we don't need that much.
Hope we don't need any, right?
Exactly.
Here's that, what do they call it?
Oh, the jet stream?
Yeah.
The jet stream?
What do they call that? They call that something.
A vortex?
No.
A manual?
A manual.
So now, Sam, you don't need it.
Does that money go back into contingency?
Yeah, that's a finance question. I think it would. Well, it would come off of what we needed for next year. We would roll it over.
But it would be safe. It would still be for sole purpose only. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions on this? Any discussion? Anybody want to move it? Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
Well, this is the same. The other one's from the contract.
Amending capital project number 260, Bailey Bridge, bin 3347290, a project for the bridge replacement on Denning Road over the east branch of the Neverston Creek, transportation project, not on the state highway system, amending the 2015-2020 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. We just went off for this. We got the explanation why.
And I'm not going to see the financial impact that it's in 2015.
80% reimbursable from federal funds and 15% reimbursable from the interstate commercial funding, 5% zero bonds.
Sure.
Legislator Lawrence, I'll move it. Second. Legislator Green, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 220, establishing capital project number 455, security improvements, various buildings, amending 2015-2020 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works, Building and Grounds. I believe this is the 16 surveillance cameras throughout the county building, and you can understand they are going to put some that's going to face out in the parking lot in the back here, which we've been looking for quite some time to protect people's vehicles at a cost of $150,000 serial bonds. This is long overdue.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Right.
They're in chambers now and in the hall.
Yeah, now that Mr. Wendell's gone.
I have a question.
Why is that? You know, he's only closed on. Yes, I heard. I didn't go. I couldn't go. If it is resolved, and
well, it'll never be resolved. Okay.
May I ask a question on this? I'm just looking at the detail where it breaks down the capital improvement. And it talks about design, 250, but if you look, and then you have a summary breakdown of the overall cost, and it has $100,000 for 2015, $500,000 for 2016, so that was just projected. We're just asking for more sooner, is that
right?
Just moved $50,000, I think, from 18 to 15. And is this for just... This is what they think it's going to cost for.
This is to assess design all the programs.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about the 16 cameras. I have to be honest, I don't know about that. I'm reading here it says to assess for an assessment.
Okay, but that's what their goal is.
This is just to get to get the information we need to make the purchases and arrange.
But if they get to that point, their goal is to do about 16 cameras throughout the county building to start.
What exactly is professional architectural services then, if that's what we're doing?
To me, this is to assess the security needs, so I would say that it's not architecture or engineering in the way you think, although I would imagine that there are certain angles and where you cover the most area.
Right.
I don't really know this profession, so I can't really speak to it, but if you want more information, I'll get it for you.
$150,000.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money. Yeah, somebody tell you, oh, yeah, you put one on the corner, you know, by the way, you can put one on that corner because you got to look both ways.
I know what you're saying.
So maybe you have to get into a new
yeah, business. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I'd say it's a lot. I think it's a tremendous amount of money. I could see $25,000,
$30,000.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, it's possible that it includes more than I am.
Well, I'd like to, you know.
You want more information?
I want more information on it. I want to know what the services are. Exactly. What are they going to do?
I will find out.
You know what I'm saying? I want to know exactly what they're going to do. Because that's a tremendous amount of money to have somebody tell me what I already know.
Yeah.
I can get an email. I mean, you know, if you're not comfortable with it through, then just hang on and I'll get you information. Can you do a vote on the email, or get you more information and do a subsequent to the meeting, or how do you do that? I would like to move it. I mean, it's something we've been waiting to do. Okay. For many years now, the opportunity is here. I'm going to move it. I'm going to move it. If I don't like what I read, I won't be voting for it. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I'll move it. Moved by legislator Lawrence, seconded by legislator Archer. All in favor? All right. All opposed? Motion carried.
Got to have some fun.
I agree.
Now here was the one, Erica, that you had, right? This was the. But now it looks like it is in two separate resolutions. You had the. About the two leases in one resolution, now it looks like it's broken down into.
I don't believe that. No, the other one is a different company.
Okay. Well, I'll read it, then you can give your.
I don't think you shared that with you. Okay.
Huh?
You didn't tell me that you shared that with you.
Yeah. Okay. And I appreciate the input. You know, that's good. Authorizing the chairman, this is resolution number 222, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into two lease agreements with access supports for living for office space to provide mental health services to the community, Department of Public Works. Now.
Okay. What I had shared with the legislature is typically each resolution is supposed to deal with one matter.
Right.
These are two separate agreements. I understand why it was combined into one resolution with the same tenant, but my concern was is that I thought, because everything else is a separate resolution,
right.
they're both being executed separately. They're not combined. They are standalone leases. So I had set forth that before the clerk, you know, and I wasn't sure if the legislative council was going to make a ruling on that. So that was my concern, is that we have two matters under one resolution.
I think the only thing I can say to that is that I think the reason, as you said, that not only are they the same organization, I think these are the dispatch offices for that mobile unit, a mobile crisis unit, and so they're doing the same thing, and they're both in like one room, so it's like one is $1,000 a year, and the other one's $2,000 a year.
But they're two separate sites.
Yeah, they are two separate sites, but if we want them, if we can separate them and still get them through, that would be great, but that's why they were put together, just because they were all, everything was the same.
I was raising the question, because that's what I'm going to do, as far as it being being overly technical about it. I think it was just hacked at this time, but in the future, I think it would be better.
You know,
best interest of the legislature,
right,
to abide by the law and also the fact that charter and the administrative code, one matter, one resolution. One matter for each resolution.
Anybody else?
Yeah, so what is 223, which is also treated as a
second? It was a different matter. A different tenant. And it's actually, we've had this lease is actually, 223 addresses a lease that we already have really a similar tenant relationship with. We're just executing a new lease for the decision to move on.
And it's two different locations, that's your point.
Yes. And two separate.
In 222, yeah.
And the two separate leases that stand on their own.
I guess I was just trying to see if we could move the Treaty Harbor in with 223. Okay.
Don't completely separate tenants.
So you can make a note that in the
Treaty Harbor. Oh, no, Jim McTay, that we won't.
That we'll do separate.
We don't want to combine them because they're supposed to be one.
Right.
It's a different contract.
Okay.
It's a different thing. Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm not trying to clutch chop.
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
So then it'll get the same resolution, you know what I mean? So it's not a lot of work. You'll just get a new resolution. Half of it will get a new resolution.
Well, I don't think they're going to do
we're not
going to take it. Going forward, we will. Right. I will make sure that we don't combine them even in a situation like this.
All right, I ask for a motion to move.
Move.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for the opportunity to address that.
Thank you for coming tonight, Erica.
Pleasure.
And the last one. Resolution number 2.3, authorizing the chairman of the Washington County Legislature to enter into lease agreements with Family Services Incorporated for office space, also Prevention Panel at Trudy Resnick Harbor Center in Ellenville, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. And this is...
I think this is like... I thought it said 9 years. Might be the third renewal or something, but they are not
revenue to the county. Legislator, moved by Legislator Warren. Second. By Legislator Roberts. All in favor? All approved. Motion carried. Okay, now we've got some old business. Did you ever find out yet who owns the Elmendorf Bridge in the city of Kingston, County of City?
I don't think we know. It's not a bridge, number one. The county doesn't own, if the county owns it at all, I think that it's the railroad. But the over half of it is the city's street. It's just like the thruway. The thruway says, you know, they own the thruway bridge, but we have to pave it over the top. It's kind of like that.
Well, when it comes to rebuilding it, who's responsible? Not just treating it.
Are you talking about that?
I'm talking
about the abutments there.
I'm talking about what goes over the top, the structure itself. And I don't know if it's changing, but that I don't believe that has been looked at. I can't remember. In my lifetime, when I was a kid, I used to hang out with you.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there?
I can't tell you.
That's why I am.
No. We used to go down there, walk down the tracks to go swimming in the creek. We were kids. And tunnel on it, the track itself.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm not sure who's responsible if that bridge... But the city may be repaving the bridge,
mm-hmm.
but who owns the bridge?
It's unclear.
Well, I think we need to clear that up because at some point that is going to need to be looked at.
I don't know, since we don't have DOT to rely on because it isn't, quote, an actual bridge, I don't know,
or even
find out, but we've talked to real property, we've talked to the engineers in our office. I mean, we had another issue like this out on Enterprise Drive. I don't know if you know the whole painting, there was a pipe under there.
Yeah,
people from IBM with all their drawings and maps, the county, the town of Olson, nobody knew whose pipe this was or why it was. So I think that it could be a situation like that, and I'm happy to continue to pursue it.
Well, my concern is if something happens to that bridge,
yeah,
and it collapses for whatever reason, who's going to be held accountable?
Well, I don't know if CMRR uses that.
They used to use it. I don't think they're using it right now. They used to go all the way down, those tracks went all the way down to Cornell Street.
And is that part of the leased property?
That's part of the, yeah, they leased the railroad trust.
So I would, if it's there, if that's part of the property that they're leasing, then we can look to the lease to see if it would be the county or the lessee. That we can make a determination about. But if the road goes down, I mean, the city has a responsibility to keep the street for the people of the city, I think.
Why isn't that considered a bridge?
Because it doesn't have a 20-foot span. That's all the state will take, you know, that's how they determine whether something is a bridge rather than, I don't know, an overpass or viaduct, whatever, different names, but the span of the bridge is under 20 feet. It's not a bridge that the DOT lists and identifies the owner. So if anything 20 feet or over, you can go to the DOT and find out who owns that bridge, who's responsible for it. But I'm happy to
know. The owner of Conrail would know.
Maybe Beatrice can look into it. It sounds like it's more of a legal thing than written on the Navy, right?
Well, it is. I'm just saying that something happens to the bridge. I don't know, because I don't think I've ever seen it repaved or fixed in any way, shape, or form in my entire life. And they may have done it, but I've never seen it.
Yes.
And I think underneath is all wood.
We had pictures of that. We brought in pictures of that. The abutments, I thought, were stone.
The abutments are stone.
Right.
Well, it goes across, I think, sitting on the wood. And I'm just concerned that at some point that may give way. And when it does, if there's a car on it, it's going to be a lawsuit. I'm sure the city's going to be named. I'm sure the county's going to be named. I'm sure the river's going to be named. I'm sure.
I do believe that Ed Klein told me he went there and said that the abutments were in decent shape. The wood, I don't know, but he said, but I'm trying to remember again.
It's stone. The whole thing. That's not going in.
Right, that's stone, but I mean, even the wood part, I thought that he said it was supported by steel that looked like it was in decent shape. But let me go back to him, and let me ask if she has anything to add.
Yeah, she might be able to help in this situation. All right, yeah, next thing is the, under old business, the Public Works Organization.
Right, and Bob tells me that's still being worked on.
Okay.
They have a draft. I think we gave you a draft maybe last time. No?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me ask them about that. Yeah.
And the Siemens report update. Now, maybe you could speak on that.
Federal has people coming in next month.
Next month to do a presentation.
With a report, screen.
Okay. Central Hudson, Barry Cable is going to be replacing the poles.
I don't know
who I brought that up.
That was out at the fairgrounds, but they were replacing the telephone poles, and we were wondering if they could be underground. Why did it have to be above the ground?
And legislator Rich.
Yeah, people were going to ask Central Hudson because they were going to see him the next day.
Okay.
And I can't remember which panel this was. One of the guys.
This is by the fairgrounds?
Yeah.
It's
probably Brian.
Whitaker.
Joe
Whitaker.
Oh, Joe Whitaker.
Yeah.
All the shoulder work.
It was Joe Whitaker.
You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then legislator Litz inquired about the Tappan Zee bridge spans and decking panels.
We are on the list.
Okay.
But most of what they have is so enormous that it would be cost prohibitive
for us to try to transport. Okay.
And there would be
but they will call
few, if any, areas that we're doing that would accommodate those.
All right, does anybody have any new business? Okay, next month's meeting I will not be here. I will be away on vacation.
Good for you. Where are you going?
I am going to the Dominican Republic for 8 days.
Good.
So hopefully my good friend legislator Warren can run the meeting.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
So I can give you a study so far ahead of time.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lynn, I will get back to you with a more depth. There's more to the answer about the Calder House.
Okay.
And my mind just took a blank, but Dave Ryder explained to me.
Do you know maybe the Calder?
Well, the question was, it had grown so significant.